This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. You know, we get way more questions than we can possibly answer at once. However, this is why we created the Lightning Round. 5 minutes of straight personal finance. What you need to know right now. We've got all your questions on the holidays, stocks, bonds, IRAs. This week, we are joined by Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech. Hey, Ben.
How's it going?
Good. Now, you are here to keep me to time and keep me honest.
Yes, and you have 5 minutes to answer five questions. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go. Our first question comes from Gene. He sent us an email on something that might be on the minds of holiday shoppers. His girlfriend recently set up a brokerage account, and he wants to give her 100 shares of a stock they both invest in as a gift. Stock's worth around $2,000. What's the tax situation here?
Ah, here's the thing. $2,000. Wow, Gene. Look at you. Yeah, first
generous.
Of all, I diversify and not just have one stock. Beyond that, there are some tax implications on financial gifts, right?
Uh-huh.
But the max for 2013 is actually $14,000 before you have to report it to the tax man. So that's your exclusion. So $2,000, you're right under there. And if you need more information on 2014 and forward, make sure you go to irs.gov.
Wow, nicely done. Okay, we have two questions. They're kind of related, both from Facebook. Erin's got a new baby. She wants to know what's the best type of account or best way to set up so family members can contribute to it, especially for college, like a college account for the kid.
That would be a 529, folks.
529.
Those 529s, consider those the IRAs for college education. And not only can multiple family members put money in there or other people, but should that child not use the money, if there's a sibling, the sibling gets to use the money.
Oh, that's nice.
Good place to go. Go to savingforcollege.com for free info.
Also, Aries wants to know what's the best way to give a college fund to her brother's kids?
Well, open a 529. Family members can open 529s for other folks. So that is awesome. And if you start it, you could even ask the rest of the family every year that instead of buying, you know, more plastic stuff, that they could actually put more money in that account.
But I love plastic stuff.
I cannot stand, no more, please. No more plastic stuff, please. But you want to make sure that if they already have a college fund, that you talk to them about it and see what form it is. If they don't have a 529 and you don't want to open one either, just send them a check and say, please put this into the college account.
Okay, so no coffee cans.
No coffee cans.
Okay, fair enough.
Not for college.
Also on the Facebook, Jennifer's got a question. Her son wants to get to know investing, but he's 11. Kid
right.
Wants to get started early.
Mm-hmm.
She's thought about giving him a penny trading account with $100 in it, but she doesn't know if that would really help him learn. Getting him one or two shares of a stock he likes would work, but what if it tanks? What's the best holiday gift to help a youngin' learn something Ma Dukes doesn't necessarily already know how to do herself?
Well, one thing you're certainly teaching him is how to lose money.
Oh,
no!
A valuable lesson.
But bump. That's the thing with penny stocks. Here's what's even better. You don't have to have money invested to learn about how to invest. What you want to do is make sure he just has the basics. And I'd actually prefer, yeah, okay, stocks, you want to get there. I knew all about those at like 8. But you want to make sure, I know, totally. But you want to make sure, I'm a total nerd, that you also have him understand cash, credit, banking accounts, all of that stuff as well.
Mm.
If you want to fiddle around and you want to play around the market, but you don't want to risk real money, and $100 to him is real money, MarketWatch from Wall Street Journal has a virtual stock exchange. And I've been playing with that thing for years. Some years I do good, some years I not, because it's play money. It's not real money.
Oh.
But you can go in and actually pretend to invest in the market.
Is it fun?
I find it a lot of fun.
Mary wants to know. She asks us, can you gift someone a retirement account?
I'm wondering if she means when and if you pass away.
Mm.
That's what I'm wondering. Because you can't,
question.
When somebody is alive, you can't necessarily gift them.
Right.
But even if you could, there's a ton of tax implications. Not only the gift tax, but what if that person is not yet in retirement and wants to cash the account out? What if you need to cash the account out first? And then give it to them. If this is someone who's passed away,
okay.
Yes, you can. And a lot of parents do that. But just know this, that you can't get to it until 59 and a half without penalties and fees.
Okay. All what right? kind of penalties?
A lot of penalties, Ben. Let me tell you, your penalties and fees for an early withdrawal without a hardship waiver will probably be about 40%, 50% of taxes and penalties and fees. Add them all up.
Okay. Time's up. Carmen, you answered 5 questions. Well done.
All righty then. Thank you so much. Listen, you can find all these answers and resources to the questions that were just answered at marketplacemoney.org. You can also submit your questions right there. Look for the button that says Ask Carmen. Click on that button or right below it, record your question, and I'll answer it with your voicemail. Thank you, Ben, so much.
Later, Carmen.